Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
Hi, folks. You want to save some money using promo code THELASTDROP? Of course you do. So head over to manscaped.com. Manscaped Performance Package is the best men's hygiene bundle you could ever receive. First off, you get the Weed Whacker, which is the electric nose and ear hair trimmer. I absolutely love this thing and have been using it regularly since I received the 4.0 Performance Package. But that's not all. You also get a pair of underwear that are just oh so comfortable, and I would know because I'm wearing them as we speak. You also receive the ball deodorant, which protects your family jewels from smelling like holiday drools. You also get the ball toner, which is a quick pick-me-up for whenever you want to introduce some style to your balls, and it's good for you when you're on the road. And last but not least, you receive the Lawnmower 4.0. This beauty is the personification of keeping your balls trimmed to perfection. It's cordless, it's waterproof, it comes with a 4000K LED spotlight to make sure you don't miss an inch of hair on those balls. This bad boy has specifically engineered ceramic blades to help cut through thick hair while reducing pulling, nicks, or cuts. Trust me on this, your balls will thank you. And that's not all. When you go to checkout, you can use promo code THELASTDROP, THELASTDROP, to receive 20% off. That's The Last Drop, THELASTDROP, at manscaped.com. As we always say, don't stop, keep pouring. Well, we're now also saying, don't stop, keep shaving, because your balls will thank you.
Shit, it's been cold here in California. Well, mainly L.A. Area, if you will. I don't know about the
rest. It's been nippy in these parts, man.
Shit, my balls are cold, Cody.
You know me. I work right by the beach. You know, it's cold as a motherfucker over there. Got the marine layer going on. Shit.
Our whole life is beach-based, so.
Yeah.
So, I was getting out of bed the other day. I had a meeting or whatever and stuff, and I said, fuck that. This meeting going to be off camera. We're going right back to that bed now. Putting this robe back on. Shoot, my nipples was looking hard. I was like,
a Zoom meeting like a little underground fort. Looking like the Sixth Sense of shit.
I had the blanket over my head like it was like one of those horror movies. I was like, ooh.
Yeah, the flash.
Shoot, I had a little beanie on with a mask wrapped on. I was just like, oh, it's so warm in here. Shoot. That's how you know the power of your bed is when you get up out that motherfucker and that quick breeze just say, get your ass back in the bed. Gang told your ass to get out of this motherfucker. What the hell wrong with you? Look at that tree. I can see that tree outside right now blowing. It's like, taking my black ass out there. It's been cold here, people. It's been cold, but don't worry. Don't worry. We got some cognac and Armagnac to warm the soul up.
We have finally arrived to the last month of the year. What a year it has been. It's been a fun year, man.
Finally. It's been a really fun year. We've been asking for this month forever now.
Yeah. Long time coming.
People, welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop. I'm your godfather of whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
And we both a little bit under the weather. We got a little bit of little allergies, if you will, if you say, per se.
Just a little stuffiness, a little congestion going on, but we're still going to rock it. As we do best.
So I started putting my phone in do not disturb mode, right, Cody? While I'm sleeping. That's a terrible idea. That's a terrible fucking idea. You get no notification to wake your ass up at all.
That's why you should use the focus. Just make sure you pick which ones. That's what
I don't read. I just pick whatever first one.
Yeah, that focus mode is really handy.
Cody, I slept on, I can't remember if it was Thursday or Friday, till 1 p.m. I really was on CP time that day or whatever. I was like, holy shit, I woke up. I looked confused. I looked like I just got done busting a nut or something. I was like, oh. Like your senses started coming back to normal. You and he's just like, oh, what's occurring to me or whatever. And you start rubbing yourself for some reason. You start looking around your room like you don't recognize shit and stuff like that. Like, where'd that come from? What kind of mysterious powers is this and shit? So I will not be, well, I'm still using it actually, whatever. That shit's been on do not disturb for the longest now. And I got to tell you, that's a beautiful feature, but, it's quite fucking dangerous at the same time too, because if you're someone who relies on notifications and looking forward to messages and stuff like that, probably not the best feature to have, because you will ignore the fuck out of them. But it's going to be a fun month, Cody.
Oh, it's going to be a really fun month.
Really fun month here early in the morning. And hold on now. Wait a minute. I was popping this thing. Speaking of cold, Cody, though. Speaking of cold. I know you got something that's as cold as ice.
Oh, yes.
You told me about this place, baby. It's cold as ice.
Oh, you talking about leaving a motherfucker cold. That shit. That'd be frosty. Oh,
shit.
All right. Now, so we're going to go back.
Turned off. Bit. I got turned off on this.
Yeah, it's a bit of a throwback, man. I'm just going to give you a little bar review right now. I haven't done one of these in a minute. I think it's just shit. Pre-pandemic, maybe? It's the last time I've done one. I think you've probably done one since then.
Yeah, I've done a few. Yeah. I think the last one we did together was the barcode burger one.
Yeah.
That was right in the hype of the – well, not in the hype, but that was like right in the beginning of the pandemic when that happened.
Right, okay. So we did do one during – okay, that's true. That's true.
I remember that. Rich was letting us in.
That's right.
Yeah, like to hang out.
I do remember that. Yeah.
Shit like that. So like that, man, this gold cap is really fucking
that's
nice.
That's a nice fucking cap.
Nice-ass cap, whatever.
But yeah, man, you know what I mean? Ooh. Little tease right there.
That was floral. Oh, I gotta close that right up.
No. You know what? I think we should do. I think you should present whatever you're gonna drink right now, and let's let that open up a little bit.
You know what? I won't even tell you what it is yet because I'm gonna pour
something. Yeah, pour it. Let that bad boy open up a little bit. Yeah.
While I pour some, Cody, tell me about your day. Tell me about your night.
Yeah, silent night.
Yeah, I'm gonna call you Cody, the god of stories right now, you know. Tell me about your evening.
Let me tell you, man. Okay, so
let me cross my leg real quick.
I don't take pleasure in shitting on places. I don't take joy in doing that. I don't want to do that. I want to go into a spot being optimistic. I want to come out liking the spot. I want to come out having a joyous experience. You know that. We all know this.
What was the name of that place I went to that we were both going to go to, but I got a heads up to go? And do you remember the name of that place? I forgot the name of it.
Berkshire
place. That's right. Yeah. So this is your Berkshire then.
This is my Berkshire right here. Fuck that place. And you know what? It's even more maddening because me and the lady, we're trying to figure out what we're going to do Friday night. We're going to go to this spot or this other spot in Santa Monica that also looks fucking amazing.
Name of the place in Santa Monica.
Called the Wellsbourne.
Yeah, that place is cool.
Yeah, I want to check that out. So we decided to go to the Velvet Lounge since we live close by in downtown Culver City. It's located in the Culver Hotel. Looked up Yelp reviews, got 4 stars on Yelp. Look at the picture. Like, oh, this looks nice. Looks very nice. Let's check this out. So yeah, we go in there.
It's gonna be an amazing date night.
Yeah, meet the hostess. You know,
go meet some hoes. What'd you say? Yeah. Whoa, wait, hold on now.
Them hoes, no.
The hoes, whatever. Yeah, okay.
Meet the hostess. We check in, go up the stairs, enter the lounge itself, and as soon as we enter, we probably should know. Something might be off. The decor is kind of a little bit all over the place. It really doesn't have an identity of its own. It's like some motherfucker went to a lounge and had that idea of what a lounge is supposed to be, but really didn't go in depth with the decoration or the blueprint. He's like, you know what? Let's make a lounge, but you know, let's make something. Let's do something for the youth. You know what I mean? Let's be crazy. You know? L.A., the Angelitos into all that hipster shit, right? All right, cool. So let's just combine a bunch of elements, and let's not have a fucking identity. Let's just throw a bunch of shit against the wall.
He basically said, fuck it.
Yeah, fuck it. And don't go over a bunch of other shit, because I want the shit to have that plasticky feel. So get all your shit from Marshalls or fucking Ross or something like that. Make sure you get everything from there. Yes. Yeah, lampshades for the Brady Bunch era. All kind of crazy shit. I shit you not. Actually, that was probably the best. The best I could think of there was this fucking random ass painting with a rabbit in like this old Renaissance garb with a bald eagle. Sound red as fuck.
This sound redneck as your shit.
What yeah, the fuck this place had these red, bright red ruffled pillows on it for some fucking reason.
Did they talk like this while they were up
there? Yeah, they might as well.
What the fuck?
Yeah, they had this current. No, it wasn't even current. It was like this playlist from like the mid-2000s playing for some fucking reason. And then that was before the DJ came in.
So Nickelback.
Yeah, Nickelback.
this place sounds horrible.
Third Eye Blind, all that shit.
Oh, hell no. Oh, shit. Three Doors Down.
Yeah. Rob Thomas. Yeah.
Oh, hell no. Actually, didn't we do a show about this? The early.
Oh, yeah, we did. Yes.
Crappy rock music, alternative rock music.
Yeah, we did.
Play some Green Day.
Yeah. So that already should have set up some red flags. And, also, too, for some reason, there was a. They sat us on this extended couch for the table right here, and the chairs on the other side. It looked like there was enough room. Couch? What's up?
Did you blue light that couch?
I should have. I probably should have. Yeah, I was like, it did look like some old like hostel type brothel type shit there too. I probably should. Yeah, I was like, I'm feeling icky.
That's why your nose fucked up right now.
Yeah, so yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Hell and all that
yeah,
semen.
Yeah, yeah. Hell and all that semen. And all that.
Yeah, all that.
All that washness.
Yeah. Oh. Inhaled all that Aquaman on your in the nostrils or whatever, and it's yeah. blocking your point of access now.
Exactly. Yeah. Evidently, shit.
Yeah. It's cold on the couch.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah. So the hopes is bring me and my lady up, and they seat us here, and it looks like there's enough space for us to sit on the same side because you know we want to cuddle up and be all you know cozy and shit. But they're like, no, one of y'all sit your ass on the other side of the couch, one of y'all sit here on the fucking chair right here.
We got rules.
We can't just like, oh, okay, cool, all right, fine, whatever. All right, so we sit down.
All your rules in. Fuck it.
Yeah, we take a look at the menu.
Took about 35 minutes to get that menu, but yeah.
Yeah. And then I showed you pictures of this menu, JB.
Bullshit. Menu was
fucking terrible.
I would have walked out on that menu. I'd have been like,
I should have.
I told the old girl, I was like, I don't feel too well no more. I think I got the
problem. Yeah, and to give y'all an idea about this menu, let me pull it up right here. One second.
I can tell you that whiskey menu was trash as fuck.
Yeah, I'm actually about to tell you that right now. And then,
it was pretty awful. But you know what? It wasn't just the whiskey menu that was terrible, but it was the fucking prices that went along with the fucking. I was just like, I might as well buy the fucking bottle of Woodford Reserve then for that price. Yeah.
And the quickest, I just sent you that photo of that rabbit.
Yeah. Yeah. This motherfucker, oh my god, what the fuck is that shit, dude? Yo, I would have got the fuck up out of there and seen this shit. What the fuck is this?
This is like some
fucked up Twilight Zone shit or whatever. Did you know? You should have posted this shit. This shit.
I should have.
What the fuck is this, dude? Why does that bald eagle look like it's in a Hitler outfit? Yo, it's like some Victorian age rabbit. Like,
honestly,
it looked like a live action version of fucking Alice in Wonderland.
Either that or some Dr. Moreau shit.
Yeah, or Dr. Hugo Strange. Fuck that rabbit. Yo, that rabbit, I ain't gonna lie, though, that rabbit do got an ass on it. I mean, shit. Yo, dog. Yo, that'd creep me the fuck out. That's the first thing you see when you walk up in this bitch. Like, yo. Can I just give a price real quick of something I saw? Like, you know.
Oh yeah, please. I was gonna go over that.
I just saw like you know Jack Daniel's single barrel at $24 fucking dollars, and then Uncle Near's 1856 at $30, and Woodford Reserve at $18. It's like Woodford Reserve is like $26.99. You might as well just fucking buy the bottle.
And I was telling my girl because she was looking at the whiskey and the fudge. She was like, she never heard of Uncle Nearest. And I was like, yeah, Uncle Nearest is like a slightly better version of Jack Daniels.
Yeah, basically.
That's all it is, basically.
So Uncle Nearest basically gave the recipe for
right, right, people. Right,
everybody
right.
knows the story and shit. What does your girl drink? What is she, not on the menu, just in general. What does she drink? What's her?
Oh no, she loves whiskey. Yeah, she's like whiskey.
Okay, yeah, all right. Yeah. So, oh my God, they got LA Distillery on this bitch, and they got the audacity to charge $30 for this bitch. I didn't even see that one.
Yeah, she's a bourbon and a wine girl, but yeah, she was thinking about getting a flight, and she was like, "You ever heard about LA?" I was like, "No, don't do it. No, go far away now."
they got the audacity to charge $30 for that shit.
$40 for a LA whiskey distillery flight. Get the fuck out of here!
And $40 for that. By the way, Cody, by itself, the Glen Single Malt is fucking $30. So it's like, so that, what?
And then they have this B&A flight, which is the Uncle Nearest flight. Uncle Nearest 1856, Uncle Nearest 1884, and then the Rye. 30, fuck off. Yeah. The DDL, I never had anything from Costa del Sol, so I can't really speak on that. But the OAX flight, Jorge Conejos, it's a pretty good mezcal. $35 for a flight, you can fuck off with that. No. And probably the biggest fuck you on this menu, I don't know if you see that picture, P1. I call you P1. Damn, back to the old days, JB.
Yeah, same
that
shit.
That shit got me fucked up. You
know, that rabbit still got me fucked. I'm staring at that bitch too. I'm like,
the ABZ flight, it's probably the most atrocious thing. $90 for this motherfucker. For Glenfiddich 12, Glenfiddich, Project Double X, and the Grand Cru. Fuck you.
Yeah, dude. Like, and I'll tell you right now, that Grand Cru is pretty solid. But the bottle ain't even, like, the bottle was damn near that price or whatever. So why would I pay that for? Like, so, okay, perfect example. I go to a steakhouse and I buy a Hennessy Paradis, and that cost me about $70 a flight, right? Or not a flight, I'm sorry, a pour. Now, I could say that's well worth it because the bottle is $1,400 fucking. $70 for a pour is beautiful. It's amazing. But when your bottle was like $120 or $150, whatever, and you charging me $90 for a pour, you can kind of suck my dick.
Yeah, you can fuck off with that. You fuck right off with that.
Because, like, let's be real. Like, at $1,400, are you really ever going to buy that bottle, Cody? I mean, I'm working on buying it right now, actually, whatever stuff. But, like, let's be real. The average man ain't going out buying that bottle. So, like, $70 or even though that's expensive, $70 is like, holy shit, that's cheap for me to get to try something so rare and legendary, right? Or you get to Glenfiddich, as like I just said, the Grand Cru is solid and everything like that. I'm not paying. I love how they say family owned single bottles. Like, it's the ABZ. Yeah, you can ABCD all the way up. That bitch ain't drinking this motherfucker. Like,
oh, man. So. Yeah, so clearly we avoided the flights. Clearly we avoided those. So we were looking at the cocktails. We were like, okay, some of these might be cool. So I went with the
this El sounds Maestro. Like a place where you just go for cocktails. So,
You would think. You would think. So I went with the El Maestro del Fuego, which is Doble Añejo, agave, and orange bitter. And my girl, I believe she had the New York, New York, which is Jack Daniel's Bonded, Averna, and Orange Bitters as well.
Damn, do you see how much they charge for the Glenfiddich 12-year-old for a pour? That shit is $30 for a fucking pour.
I know. Yeah, they can suck my dick. I know.
A Lafleur 10 is $25 a pour? Bro, that bottle is $49, dude. Like,
no, absolutely not.
Sorry to cut these prices.
You're good.
They blow my fucking mind. I mean, if you want that, I mean, the tequila, like I said, I haven't had, like Cody said, I haven't had the Casa del Sol Añejo. You had that bottle, right? Or did you have the Reposado? Is that the one with the sun looking?
No, I never had that one. I think you're thinking of Los Vecinos.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's what I'm thinking of. I thought that was the, so I guess I never had the Casa del Sol, but like at least the prices are, you know, somewhat fucking, they're in the the prices. So the bottle for that is $169 for the Añejo Casa del Sol,
and they I never had it before, so it might be good. So I have no idea.
They got it for a pour here, $25. So tequila seems to be okay. This is the Casa, I think we saw it one time.
Oh yeah, that's a nice ass bottle.
Yeah, this is a really nice fucking bottle. Oh, you know what? I went to a tasting and saw that shit there, right?
Okay.
Quick side story. So he had the whole lineup there. And I told him, I said, I want that one right there, right? Give me straight to the Añejo. Have you ever been to a tasting where they just said, that's what you want? Well, I'm gonna give you the Blanco instead. I just looked at this dude. I was just like, what the fuck? I didn't ask for that, though. And then he was like, no, we're going to get the reposado next, whatever. And me and this girl, who we didn't even know each other, we were just like looking at each other, and we were just like, we're just going to fucking walk away because this guy is clearly trying not his best to like give us some of that añejo right here. And that's the one I want to fucking try because the bottle, obviously, the Blanco and the rest of them don't look nothing like this. They like regular ass bottles and shit. So, and it's $179, whatever. And damn, hold on. Target has this bottle.
One of they do?
Yeah, Target has one of their bottles.
Oh, okay. Cool.
And, but see, this one's even more beautiful.
Oh, damn.
He didn't let us try. He didn't let me try any of them shits right there, by the way. He gave me them. Shit. He gave me these fucking ones you can get at Vons and shit, the Blancos and stuff. I was like, I don't want that shit. And I ain't gonna lie, it was, I thought it was whatever. I was just like, I'm good. It was at that that Blue Run event I went to in Long Beach that they had it there, where I had the Colonel Taylor store pick and all that and shit stuff like that. So that was like earlier in the summer. And you, as a matter of fact, $25, I wouldn't pay that.
Makes sense. But no, man. Yeah. So we get the cocktails, you know, and then they come out. Delicious, take a little while. Take about close to 15 minutes for them to come out, actually. And I don't know why it took so goddamn long for them to come out. I'll get into that in a second. But anyway, so they come out.
Red flag already, right?
Yeah. So my lady gets hers, and then I get mine. And then we notice they look pretty much exactly the fucking same. Just like the generic kind of.
When you say your lady gets hers, do you mean like she got hers, and then you like 10 minutes later you got yours?
No, we got them at the same time.
Oh, okay.
We got the same exact time. So they're both like kind of this generic golden amberish liquid with a little orange peel in there.
liquid.
Yeah. Except mine, they brought this little like little smoke box thing. They made a little smoke thing with a little blowtorch.
Yeah.
It looked cute for a second. And then I was like, okay, cool. Smoke wore off. And then it was time to, you know, dig in and actually experience the cocktail itself. So that's what we do. We notice the aromas is just nothing sparking our interest. You know, going for the, you know, the nose. And great, I can't really smell anything right now. My fucking sinus is fucked up, so my nose is not the greatest.
I imagine it wasn't that bad, though.
Yeah. So, yeah, okay, whatever. So we go off for the taste. And then this is where everything just starts to fall apart completely. Like I said, from going in, look at the decor, look at the list, the prices, and then finally tasting the actual cocktails. This shit, let me tell you, this tastes, you can probably find better cocktails at dive bars.
Oh, shit.
I shit you not. This was the most generic, basic, watered-down bullshit I've tried in quite some time. I shit you not. And the most egregious part, me and my girls, our cocktails literally taste exactly the fucking same.
I gotta be honest with you, I can't remember the last time I had a bad cocktail.
I can't remember either, because usually I'm a cocktail guy now. I usually just go to there. I have a really, really good cocktail.
Because we realized that the tequila and whiskey and everything else menu is fucking trash.
They try to
charge you like out the fucking night. So it's like, if I'm gonna pay this much, I might as well get something you put some work into instead of just.
And you know what? We probably would have been better off getting one of those fights, honestly. If I look back on it, because that would have been better.
You probably would have did better getting
those. They would have been better. Like, we had this generic, sugary, watered down bullshit that had no nuance, no excitement, nothing.
Hey, but it had smoke.
That's another thing too. The smoke did absolutely fucking nothing.
I've never heard of that before.
Because the smoke, the anesthetic effect wore off after 10 fucking seconds, and then it imparted no flavor on the cocktail. I mean, none. Zero. Not a goddamn thing.
So you get these at last drop, then, what you telling me?
Oh, no, I guess it's a fuck you. This is a mighty old fuck you. Mighty old fuck it, fuck you, 21, all that bullshit.
Oh, you can keep that motherfucker, huh? Yeah. You keep that motherfucker. Yes. You keep that this motherfucker.
This is probably, this is saying a lot. This is probably, given the price and context and everything, it's probably the worst pour I've had this year.
Ooh.
Yeah. And this is after, we went to that that tiki bar and fucking that shit was horrendous. This is worse.
Oh shit! That means you got to redo your worst of list now.
This, Oh, this is spoiler. This is gonna be on top right here. Yeah.
Oh shit! Oh
spoiler. This my number one. You know, fuck. I throw my girls on there too. This number one, and number two.
Hey, take the same.
Our
why
cocktails
not?
Take the number one and number two spots as worst of the fucking year.
Now you just got to pinpoint which one was one and two.
That's
the mystery, people.
I'm not gonna go back to find out. I tell you that.
You sure? So you're not gonna tell your company to have a Christmas party there? Or nothing like that?
Hell no. Stay far the fuck away.
Why not? It's like nearby. Everything seems convenient. No. It's got a rabbit with an eagle.
And you know, me and my girl, we try to be respectful in these establishments. So, it's crazy. As soon as we sip these things, we gave each other this look, this knowing look, because you know we have very similar tastes. You know, we have high quality tastes. Like, you know, we're tandem like that. We give each other this look like. and not only that, it was funny too because there's this couple next to us. A girl says she's like Macklemore. I called him a fucking Mackle-less. I have no idea. It's a great question.
He was like one of the ultimate wiggers of the late 2000s.
Oh yeah, yeah. See what he really was. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh man, but
Flo Rida.
Yes. Oh Jesus!
Is he gonna make our list next year? Find out.
I'd be shocked if he doesn't.
Who gets to him first? That's all.
Oh man! Wow. But so me and my girl, we don't say anything verbal. We text each other what we're thinking. And we were like, we both agreed, like these cocktails are ass, and we need to get the fuck out of here. Immediately.
They didn't even pay. They just left up. We're going to the bathroom.
If
right
there was ever time to dine and dash, that would have been the time. But no, fortunately, I did pay over $50 for that bullshit. Jesus Christ. That was the biggest fucking waste. Wow,
$50 for two cocktails?
For those two cocktails.
Oh,
yes.
My God. That's a lot of money right there for two cocktails.
I got to tell you, I it's been a while since I've spent a certain amount of money on some shit that I absolutely have a huge disdain for. I can't remember the last time I experienced something like this. Yeah, this is the biggest fuck you.
It wasn't that long ago when you was at that tiki bar. So.
That's true. It wasn't that long ago. No, that's true. Yeah, you're right about
that. I
mean,
before that tiki bar, it was a whole year. It was mezcal month. So it was January when we had those seltzers.
Yeah, but the thing, I didn't spend as much at the tiki bar.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's
true.
That's why it's less egregious.
Because even at the tiki bar with two drinks, it was only like $20-something.
It was like 20, 25, maybe something like that.
Yeah, 25. And with tip, it probably came out to $30. So either way, you paid way less or whatever. So,
yeah, way less. Yeah, it's actually not as bad.
I got to be honest with you.
Saying that.
I can't remember ever spending $50 for two cocktails. Like, that just sounds like...
Dude, this
sounds ridiculous as shit, dude.
This is literally the basic fucking cocktail you get at any dive bar. And I mean, no, it is like no defining characteristics within the spirit. You couldn't tell what the fuck you were drinking. And there it says, it even tastes like bitters. I don't know what the fuck it tastes like. It just tastes like shitty cocktail mix.
Did that eagle look at you and say, Negro, you better like this shit?
Shit, he probably did.
you gonna cut your fucking head off if you don't fuck.
I was in such a delirium, and we just waited to get the fuck out of there. So we finished our shit up relatively quickly. Paid our shit.
That fucking
put on a fake smile,
side-eyeing like a motherfucker. Dude. Like look at his eyes, side eyeing like it.
He
like,
be like, yeah, motherfucker, you about to, you know what you're about to get yourself
you about
into.
To pay that $50, yes. Bro. I'll come out this painting and fuck you up if you don't pay that. He's like, well, fuck this rabbit later, too, while I'm at it. You know, shit.
I'm not here for no reason. I'm here as a warning, motherfucker.
Yeah. You ever seen a photo come to life, bitch? Mm-hmm. You about to see.
Yeah, that's a Honda Master shit right there.
Yeah, they call me the Van Gogh. That means I Van Gogh eat your asshole alive, bitch.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Yeah, so you get 3.5 then.
Man. So, yeah, we got the fuck out of there. We ended the night, right? Went to down the street, went to the Blind Barber, another speakeasy. Mm-hmm. They did us right there. We got some... good old dirty martinis there. Well, actually, weren't dirty martinis, olive oil martinis. They were delicious in the night, right?
I can't believe you didn't stay and have dinner there. I mean, what's wrong
with
you?
That's fucking hell no. No.
I bet they got some good ceviche in there or something.
I don't give a fuck. Hey, you know, I'm not going to lie to you. The food actually looked kind of good, though, because like the couple next to us got like these ahi tacos. They look pretty good. It looked good. I don't know.
I was bullshitting. I bet that ahi taco tastes like shit.
They look good. I don't know. They look good. So I don't know.
I'm almost guaranteeing that taco tastes like shit.
I don't know, but I'm not willing enough to find out.
I'm good. I was gonna say you should go back.
I'm willing to find out. I'm
right near you.
I am great.
I would go do this myself, but I'm so far.
Yeah, you're good. Please.
Go get that ahi taco and come back and give us that food review. We want to hear it.
But you know, man. As much as I hated, you know, the experience, I do like going to these places and having these experiences because, you know, it always makes for a great story. Granted, I wasted $50 on this motherfucker and the shit was terrible, but it made for a great story. It was a great experience. And we did have a good time.
Talking to the girl.
Talking shit about it. Yeah, and the court is random as fuck, dude. It's just a hodgepodge, mismatch, just fucking randomness.
This shit looked tacky.
It did feel kind of tacky. I'm not gonna lie to you. It did kind of feel low key tacky.
Like whoever painted this, they probably said, "I got the perfect idea."
I gotta tell you, man. Whoever constructed this shit, they had no clue what the fuck they were doing.
That on like the interior inside, they put like little skeleton bones.
I didn't even notice that.
Yeah, I was observing the fuck out of it, and I don't know if you noticed.
That photo gets weirder.
I don't know if you noticed too. It matches the bottom part of the portrait.
Definitely got the little ghost on there. What the fuck?
Yeah. See, like, so I was like, wow, they really went all out for this too. Wow. Imagine if that thing came to life and made you kiss his ring.
That would have been the most entertaining part of the night.
I probably actually would have. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, at least you and your girl could say we got fucked by a rabbit and an eagle. Yo, that eagle is creeping me the fuck out because that side eye, man. That
side eye is serious. He's like, yeah.
He's like, got your fuck, man.
Got you, bitch.
I mean, he got that look on here like, that nigga's guilty. Who invited the color people? I still looked at it as like look like. Not to mention it's on his period, it's bleeding and shit like that. Mm-hmm. Or whatever, so,
I think eagle racist, like, means interracial couple over here.
Yeah, and the eagle don't even know that it's interracial because it's got like white head with the brown. Like so the eagle don't even know that it's interracial. So I mean, that's just. I'm sure if you told a redneck that is, what the hell you say, boy, about my goddamn eagle? Like, what the hell? Oh, don't you ever disrespect my eagle.
Oh, man. Yeah, folks. So that's my review of the Bevel Lounge out at the Culver Hotel, downtown Culver City. Somebody else, fuck it. Don't go. Keep that shit at home. Stay as far the fuck away. The worst lounge I've been to this year, the worst bar establishment I went to this year. Don't go. Stay away. Far away.
Well, on a positive note, Cody, my hip-hop people are the Roots. That makes you feel better.
Yeah. I mean, doesn't get my $50 back, but hey.
No, it doesn't.
It's something. It's something.
I mean, I would have saved a lot of money on my car insurance had I switched over to Geico, Cody, but I didn't do that. So, next segment. I'm going to go over this real quick, whatever, because I only got like, I need to head out in like 20 something minutes or whatever and stuff.
For sure.
My hip hop artist, my number 10, as I just said, or whatever, is The Roots. I absolutely love The Roots. You know, I was going to name them earlier and I just didn't know, even though we're not putting these in order. I think probably when we first started, maybe they were in order, but now they're just kind of like, you know, nothing numbered or anything like that. But, you know, The Roots has just been always my favorite, man. I've loved them growing up since the beginning of time, whatever, you know. Another East Coaster from Philly, got together in 1987. What I loved about them is that they just had this great combination of jazz and neo-soul with hip-hop. And I think it's like the Wu-Tang Clan. It's like 20 of these motherfuckers, by the way. Actually, I think it's only like 8 maybe or whatever, which might as well. Like, it's fucking crazy, to be honest, whatever.
I didn't know it was that much.
Yeah, it's a shit ton of them. Like,
oh, I had no idea.
Yeah, it's like, I want to, yeah, it's about 8 of them too. Yeah, yeah, it's 8 of them. It's like I said, started in 1987, and it was the main rapper, Black Thought, and their drummer, Questlove. They're the ones that got the band together. They got together, and funny enough, they got together in, when they were in Philly in high school. They went to a creative and performing arts school, and that's when they got together. And what I just love about their music, man, is they have this concept of working in the same vein as far as like all the artists we name, whether it be Run the Jewels, Guru, EPMD, you know, they just all, they have like a nice collaboration of all these great bands and artists and combinations together and stuff. And it just, the sound of it flows right. Everything just sounds good. I think the best thing that they're known for, honestly, which is funny enough, is being on the Tonight Show. For being the band for the Tonight Show for Jimmy Fallon and stuff, which I think they started doing in 2009. And they made bank off that shit. No. So they was like, we ain't got to do this rap no more. Maybe buy Geffen Records. Also, too, you know, doing their solo projects. Questlove became kind of one of the most famous drummers of, well, I wouldn't say of all time, whatever, and stuff like that. But his popularity rose, and even to the point that he won an Oscar as well, too. Yep. It was overshadowed by Will Smith's buffoonery, but, you know, which was a shame because, shit, I don't watch movies or anything like that, so I didn't even know Questlove had anything that he was being nominated for or anything like that. So I was like, oh, shit, Questlove won an Oscar for some shit. Huge fan of Questlove, and his most famous role, I would also say, too, was being on the Dave Chappelle Show in the barbershop scene. when they just started randomly rapping. It. Oh, shit. Yeah. I noticed some of the Latin people were not dancing go along, whatever.
Oh, man. One of my most favorite lines.
Hey, yo!
Shut the fuck up. Greatest delivery I've ever seen.
Oh, shit, because that dude looked really concerned. He was just like, like, he had his, like, his weed, his joint out of his mouth. He was like, I mean, that was like straight up New York right there. That was just like,
oh,
like
so-
that was when he had John Mayer doing the guitar,
John Mayer.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah, Sean Mayer is doing the guitar. So that shit was funny as shit right there.
Oh, man.
Yo, my favorite line also, too, in there is when he was talking about Spanish people. He said, you get the piano and I forgot what else it was. It was the piano and something else. And then he just said, then you just start throwing in a bunch of Spanish gibberish, and they really get onto it. Buenas noches, señorita. He just randomly just started saying, Buenas noches, señorita. I love when the drums came into place, though. You hear this one dude in the background. Oh, yeah, G-Unit. Yeah. It's like just randomly.
Okay, go.
I love the look of that dude with the do-rag on his head. He's got the blunt is like hanging out of his mouth. Hold on, I'm show Cody. Look out.
That dude.
They look so distracted and bothered. Even the Latin people are like, what the fuck?
Shut the fuck up. He's going back to his business.
I gotta be honest with you. So we all in beach cities. I'm in Santa Monica-ish, if you will. And, you know, you go down the promenade, everybody's playing their music. And, yeah, I got to be honest with you. There's people playing music down there. I've given those same looks, too. Like, I don't know what
it is. Oh, yeah, man. Oh, Ben's Boardwalk, man. It's always some motherfucking trying to release that mixtape. Yeah, walking down Venice Beach, man. Always motherfucker trying to release that mixtape. always got that mic set up with that speaker up there, rapping about some fucking nonsense. This is bullshit. So yeah, I feel the same exact fucking way.
Funny enough, me and my good buddy, the big exec or whatever shit, you know, he Indian, full blooded Indian dude, but you know, he mm-hmm. from America and shit. And we was walking, mm-hmm. we went to Silver Lake Ramen, and we was hanging out there, and this dude started singing "Can You Feel the Love?" And by the way, which is a great song, Elton John kills that fucking song. I mean, you know, for the Lion King, by the way.
Not that motherfucker, though.
No, hell no. No. this dude fucked it all up. Like, and he tried to put his own little thing in it, too. And it was just like...
I'm feeling everything but the love tonight,
motherfucker. Yeah, and I gave that same look that brother did, like...
Hey, yo!
And like you said, you and your girl, me and my man, we was kind of just like, let's just leave. Let's just go somewhere else. And they was about to bring us food out and stuff like that. We was just like, nah, we good. We about to leave and shit. We about to go further down the street. So I completely understand, you know, there's something about our blood as a black man where we just don't want to hear bullshit. That don't captivate us in a way.
Right. Doesn't appease our souls.
Yeah. And it doesn't have the certain rhythm and flavor.
Yes.
And, you know, so.
Still happen to notice some of the Latin people were nodding their heads, but they weren't really feeling it as much as I thought they would.
Fine ass Latin.
But I think I got the remedy.
Jesus Christ.
What happened? Love me in New York Latin. If I incorporated within that an electric piano. Sanchez, go!
I love how, you know what's fucking hilarious about this skit is when the drums played, Spanish people had no problem. They were just doing their job. The guitar played, everybody looked. Now that the electric piano is playing, the black people don't even mind it. They're just working, doing their thing, whatever, and stuff like that. You know, so that's just a funnier little aspect of this video, too. Baby, this is gonna pick it up or not. Watch this.
Bring out the fucking megaphone.
So I'm kicking up a notch, though. What else not just a Oh, shit. That is the funniest shit ever. I don't give a fuck about your opinion of Dave Chappelle. That man's a genius. Comedic genius.
He is hilarious.
Yeah. Get out your goddamn feelings, you fucking Gen Zers. not everything is about you. Shit. Okay.
Everything is about us. They're attacking our...
No, they ain't. Now shut the fuck up, please. Fucking pussy ass motherfucking shit. Mow this drink. It's not me people talking, it's the drink. Give me that yak, baby. Give me that yak. You know what I'm saying? That shit, I'm sorry. That shit irritates the fuck out of me. You go to a comedy show to fucking bitch about it. Like, fucking leave. Shit. Fucking leave. Shit. God damn. You see what Cody just did in his little bar review? He fucking left.
I got the fuck out.
Yeah.
Immediately.
He wouldn't even talk about the fucking place if he didn't have a fucking podcast. No, you don't see him posting his thoughts and reviews on Twitters and shit, talking about he was offended by this place for charging him video. Like, shut the fuck up, shit.
Great, I was.
But they deserved it. No. Yeah. Yeah, my number 10 is The Roots. Fast forward into my drink now that I've been sipping on, which I gotta be honest, I don't even feel like I'm drinking liquor, to be honest. So this is fucking dangerous.
You haven't had one of those in a while.
Yeah, ain't gonna lie, because I didn't
those dangerous like what?
Four times. Now,
what's the ABV of that bad boy?
That's only 80%. You know, it's cognac, people, and cognac's pretty low in the percentage. Why? Because one thing I love about cognac, Armagnacs, and stuff like that is the percentage of the ABVs are usually low. That's so you can get more of the fruit floralness of it and stuff like that, which is what I'm looking for usually in my drinks. I will say the thing about whiskey is they're getting better with this, having a little bit of a higher proof now, and also adding those notes in there and stuff. But my bottle today is XO Hennessy. It's not on me, it's in me. I'm not even... Hold on, let me...
Oh, shit. Look at that. What a beaut.
That is a beauty.
What a beat.
This is only the 375 milliliter bottle, too.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get the big one because the big one was like 250 or something like that, where this one was only 115.
That's a nice size bottle, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Well priced, seemingly.
Yeah, nice, especially for Hennessy's, like, more, you know, upper echelon of bottles that we say here, too, as well. I love the floral design essence on there, the carving, engraving, and stuff. The cap, gorgeous too. Etching. The cap is nice and heavy. It's very beautiful. Ooh. They didn't go synthetic cork, though. You need to fix that shit there. I love this bottle design, though, too. And I love the size of it. That 375 milliliter, Cody, that makes nice gifts right there.
That is the perfect size for everything, I think.
Especially I agree.
For us, especially. That should be a standard going forward. I know people are like, oh, cost and all that. But you can make it happen. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, what the fuck?
You make that shit happen. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'll tell you what. The fact that they have these in a healthy supply, if I ever was to buy another one, I'm not buying the full size. I'll just buy another one of these.
I said I would buy more if people release more in that form factor.
But funny enough,
I'll buy a lot more.
Buy two of these, it's still cheaper than the bigger size.
Yeah.
So... there you go. Yeah. Well, I just think they make nice little gifts too. I mean, look at it. Mm-hmm. It's like really nice.
Nice little gifts. You get to store more shit mm-hmm. in your space.
The packaging is still the same too. You mm-hmm. still get the nice bottling and the box itself, whatever the slide out case, everything, little inscription and everything. It's really gorgeous as hell.
I think we need to start a petition. Put everything at 375.
I think everything should be just either 180 or 375, to be honest.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, so everybody knows this is Nas's drink. This is his mm-hmm. his branding, if you will. Nas is might as well be. I, if I'm not mistaken, I think he has investments in dealing with Hennessy too, as well. So, funny news story too. I was doing research on this, Cody. This is the first ever cognac XO.
Really?
Yes.
No shit.
Every okay. cognac has an XO, if you will. This was Hennessy dubbed the guy himself. Hennessy dubbed this the XO himself, whatever. The original name for this was called the Hennessy the Original X.
Really? Look at that.
Yeah, so I was like, oh, that's actually pretty cool, whatever.
poured in the perfect glass too.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I gotta get the newer glass out now. I gotta get mm-hmm. the cognac Armagnac glasses out for this month or whatever. This was aged in a French oak barrels as well too.
And how long was it aged in those barrels?
I believe it was 4 years. The VSOP is 4 years. I believe this is 10 years.
Oh, okay. Damn, very nice.
Yeah, I believe this is 8 to 10 years because the VSOP is 4 years. Nice. I got to tell you, this smells much more heavenly than the VSOP shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing to me that all the people that, like, you know, we used to make fun of that drink Hennessy never fucks with this bottle.
Yeah, because what they don't know, it's just like that baseline Hennessy. That's crazy how that is just the extent of people's knowledge on that. That and like Hennessy Black or some shit, like, yeah.
That just tells you, though, like, they don't drink, they just club goers.
Mm-hmm. That's what that is.
Or whatever. It's just club going shit or whatever stuff. Because, mm-hmm. like, if I walked into a club right now with them, let's say Greg's ass, who fucking fed us Hennessy and Coke that one time.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, I also want to put this out. I did more research. Hennessy himself and the company is still today. They do not market that you mix these with other drinks. It's fucking hilarious.
They never did that. They never did that.
Fucking hilarious. So here in America, these people mix this shit with Coke and other juices and shit like that. And it's so fucking crazy that Hennessy puts out a statement, or not even so much of a statement, but like a note, like, do not mix XO with anything.
Mm-hmm.
They want you and they tell you to drink this neat, please. And if you need to pair it with something, pair it with a cigar. It's got that dark amber color.
I was going to say, color is magnifique.
Look at that.
That's gorgeous. It got a little, you see a little gold highlights too on there?
Yeah, yeah. I like it.
I can see it though. I can see it like around on the top, the gold highlights. Yeah.
So, let me get the
a lot of dry fruits, kind of like, you know, those dry fruit chips that you get and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Up those first ones. Got a little bit of cinnamon spice in there too.
Okay.
With very subtle hints of black pepper. And you can smell the French oakness too as well.
It sounds like a very elegant aroma.
You know what? That's a great word for that. I would say this is a very elegant pour.
Yeah, that's what it seems like.
But I would seem cognac is like the elegance of spirits, if you will. Mm-hmm. Whereas wine tends to be like the classy, this is what people drink type deal for events and stuff. I would say out of spirits, cognac is the, you know, the upper echelon, especially with their prices and shit. So you get a little bit of an orange peel in there too as well. So there's like a little bit of zestiness going on.
Okay.
Getting to the taste though. Yeah. It's got this nice heavenly floral scent to it as well. It feels like very much like a very relaxing sit on the porch type drink, if you will. Now, what I was talking about, the dangerous part about this is you don't even taste the alcohol at all. Mm. That alcohol is just not even there. Except at the back end, where you get just a little bit of hint where that black pepper and those spices start to kick in. But on the taste buds, dude, no alcohol whatsoever. That's where this could be dangerous.
Things like that. I'm kind of glad most cognacs take that route, though, because I don't, especially since we want to be like spirit collectors, mm-hmm. a lot of these you know, whiskey bourbon heads, they like shit with like that bite, you know, that in your face type shit, which I do like. Don't get me wrong. I like that. But I like variety too, and that kind of keeps them away so I can actually buy the shit, you know? Shit doesn't, you know, cause inflation and all that. And it's cool. It's a nice switch up too from your, like, your usual type of spirits.
Yeah.
So that's why I enjoy cognac for giving that space for, you know, a lower ABV approach to a spirit, you know, more variety, different, another nuance, if you will.
You get like an orange flavor. It's like dried oranges.
It's more like actually like the orange meat, like the pulp, or like the orange peel, like the more of like the bitter.
I would say like you get a combination of both, actually.
Okay.
So like on the tip of the tongue, you get more of that bite size or whatever, and then the more on the back end, you get the peel of it. You know, it starts to get a little bit oily, and you kind of just feel a little bit of all
oily. Okay, interesting.
And then you get that black pepperness and stuff too.
I was just about to ask that about. There's okay.
Also, like some, like you get that hints of like oaky BMW leather.
Do you get like leather?
You do get oaky leather though as well. You get like some leatherness.
And there. I know it's in. How much do you get like a huge vanilla cake? I know you said it's a French oak barrel, fucking 8-10 years. I'm assuming you get some vanilla on that motherfucker, right?
You know, I don't actually get vanilla. I get like a cocoa scent in there.
Cocoa?
Yeah, huh. I get like some cocoa on there.
I would expect that.
I guess I can taste more of a little hints of vanilla more in the back end, but the cocoa kind of takes over it a little bit more. I get a little bit more cocoa on there and stuff. And then on the finish, okay, yeah, you know what? More than finish, it is more vanilla. Now that I've stopped sipping it or whatever stuff, but I get the vanilla with the oak finish on it too as well, and it still has like that. It's a nice long cinnamon spice flavor appeal too, whatever too. That's where the spice is coming from. The black pepper kind of fades out and it just becomes kind of regular pepper-ish, if you will.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like it follows the nose pretty on point for the most part.
Yeah. It's not that complex as far as what you get on the nose and like what you get in the nose, there's something going on here and stuff like that. And look, not complex is not a bad thing or whatever. See, it kind of like what you see is what you get, really. And it's really fucking tasty. I got to be honest with you. It's really good. Like, yeah. See, on the finish, you get more of the vanilla. And then more like kind of up in the gums areas, like that cocoa is kind of sticking up there. You definitely could taste that this was aged in French oak barrels as well, too. Like, it just kind of screams French oak barrels, to be honest. The dried fruits that I was tasting kind of fades off a little bit, and you really just stick with the orange. It has like that zestiness to it, and it doesn't really go much any further than that, as far as what I can see. Yeah, I don't get any other fruits other than that orange. Mm-hmm. Maybe like a little berry. You can see the little berry on the tip of the tongue. Hold on, let me pour another bit of that. Hold on. This is really addicting. I gotta say, like the.
I'm about to say, that's like you'll get six.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. It's really addicting. I gotta be honest with you. Like, it's really fucking good. Yeah, I gotta,
it's a dangerous bottle.
It really is a dangerous bottle. Like, cause I'm using this excuse. Let me pour some more so I can find this for you, Cody. I'm gonna find it for you. Don't worry. Right. Meanwhile, it's the same shit. I'm just drinking.
Yeah, I'll find it one day. Yeah.
I'll get back to you. Yeah, after I done killed the whole bottle. Wait, what was I looking for again? Oh, yeah. I taste the taste, baby. Shoot. This is really good. This is, if this was to make a top 10 list or whatever, this would be more on the back end than the front end, between 6 and 10. This isn't my, like, favorite of the year so far. Mm-hmm. But I got to tell you, man, I can't remember the last time I went back to pouring a glass more than I have with this one. I just opened this fucker up today, and it's, like, already...
As you okay, see, yeah, it's below the neck.
Yeah, I'm below. Way below
the, that's XO. A good amount below the neck.
Yeah, I'm, like, right by the XO symbol now. You know? I'm yeah. below that now, so...
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me. If I had more time, I probably would have been drinking more of this. But very subtle. It's smooth. It's clean. You don't even taste alcohol. It's got that cocoa and that vanilla in the back end, almost kind of like an espresso type. Now, look, I don't drink coffee.
You are speaking my language.
I don't drink coffee or whatever and stuff. But I've made coffee before using espresso machine and stuff like that. I see what goes in them and stuff like that, you know. But this has like a little bit of hint of like that espresso-ness to me. Even though it doesn't taste like it, it feels like the ingredients are kind of there and it's coming together a little bit. And it's got like this, I said oily, but in some aspect or another, it has like this milkiness to it, like a little bit of chocolate or whatever. And it's just like rolling off the tongue, kind of fading away, really smooth and easily. The spices know how to linger just for a medium to long length or whatever and stuff. Everything about this is really good, to be honest. The only thing I probably would say negative about it is I wish I could taste more fruits on it and stuff, but I don't think that really seems to be bothering me that much, to be honest, because I'm boring more of that. So, I think the price is right. I pay $120 for this, I believe. $120. I love the size. Funny enough, I think I used a gift card to get this too, because I had like a gift card for $150. Okay. So I was like, I didn't pay anything, and I just said, well, this would be perfect. Got me a Hennessy XO. I love the bottle shape and design of this. It's got those
presentation's fantastic.
It's got those curves on it, Cody. Like
or as C-Man Sims will say, it's fluid.
It's fluid.
It's fluid.
Like a Puerto Rican woman in New York. Like, it's just... God, Cody. Like, I never realized it before, but... hey, we need to cut this show off. We done now. All right.
JB needs some alone time.
Holy shit. Look at the ass. I mean, the bottom part of this. Look at that. Dude,
Well, this will be the first time JB stuck his dick in a bottle, so...
Asking for it. I mean,
forever tainted.
Yeah, asking for it. You know what? Man, gee, let me cross my leg and let daddy
I just had this awkward silence right now. I think it's awkward on my end. You're just fantasizing about what you're gonna do to this bottle after you stop recording.
What's your name?
Put the hand on that bottle.
I just did it right now. Hey. Shit. Shit, showing up. Shit.
Showing up.
Yeah. I'll say this. I had some VSOP the other day. And it's come a long I would say the XO comes a long way from the VSOP. It's got like this boldness to it. It's an attention grabbing. It doesn't like, you know, it doesn't like have this overbearing power where it's like, you know, this despite its like, you know, statement on the palate with all the fruits and spices and stuff like that. It doesn't make you like forget about the you know, the ABV level of it or anything like that, even though it's like kind of not there at all. I think it has enough going on for it too, where you can learn to appreciate it in any way. Okay, that is chocolate. I was like, for the fucking longest, I was like, it's got like this, but not like like a chocolate bar. It's got like, you ever had a beignet and they give you like a chocolate syrup or whatever type that you put on the beignet or whatever and stuff like that? That's what the fuck this tastes like. This tastes like a fucking beignet. I was trying to think about what dessert did I have.
Liquid beignet.
Oh. Yeah,
that's okay. All right.
This is really fucking dangerous now because I love me beignets. I go to Baltair Steakhouse, that expensive ass steak, for some beignets because it's the closest thing that tastes like New Orleans beignets. And it is fucking delicious. And I love the sauces that come with it too. And this is reminding me of that. It's really fucking dangerous because I'll eat a whole 12 thing of those and stuff like so. It's savory too, though. That's the thing about it. It's like rich and savory.
Man, it sounds like this is really growing on you. I kind of had an idea where this is going to go, but I think it's going to be higher than what I initially had expected from what you just said just now.
Yeah,
in the last like 30 seconds or so. Because I was hovering, I was thinking you were going to give it a 3.5.
Yeah.
But now,
yeah,
the more you talk about it.
I was lingering in that 3.5 range for the longest right now. But like, I kind of like that rich savoriness of it. And we were talking about what it pairs with, whatever. Man, if I had a thing of beignets right now, oh, man, I bet this would taste really fucking good. This is why you pick Cognac or Armagnac if you do in December. Because December is usually sweets month. You know, you get all the pies and shit like pies, that. And Christmas pies and all that stuff. Cakes and cookies and shit like that. Mm-hmm. I think this pairs easily well with that. And honestly, drinking this, it's actually activating my sweet tooth like a transformer and shit right now. Like, I'm getting bloodthirsty right now. Like, I'm thinking about it now. I'm like, yo, I'm getting the munchies for something that I normally don't really... I like sweets, don't get me wrong, whatever, but I'm not like a big sweet guy or anything like that. So, but this is actually like activating my sweet tooth really hard right now. I'm about to drop a last drop on this one.
There it is.
This is winning on me right now.
There it is.
I'm actually about to pour another sip of this because like it's getting more savory the more I like sip on it. Like it's getting like rich. It's kind of sticking to the teeth now or whatever. And, like it's just like hitting me. And pinpoints and areas that I'm like, it's not like it's a last drop for me, but it's not like a high last drop where I'm going like, oh my God, it's like the best pour of the year or anything like that. It's just something that's just like sticking with me. It's getting better every pour. It's reminding me of all like these like fancy restaurants I've been at where I've had like delicious desserts, banana breads and stuff like that, puddings and shit like that, beignets. It's making me actually, to be honest, it's giving me a feel of New Orleans. The more I think about it, and everybody knows I'm Creole.
Thinking about that, I was like, "You said beignets," and I was like, "I had New Orleans in the brain." I was kind of thinking about that.
This is—I mean, it is like screaming New Orleans to me right now. And like I said, I'm Creole. My family, we deep-rooted Creoles in Louisiana and stuff. So I'm just thinking of all the shit they would get up early in the morning to make and shit, like the biscuits do with the butter and stuff like that. I mean, honey baked hams and all that. I mean, this is. This might be my Christmas pour for Christmas right here. So that's where my last drop is coming from. I'm just thinking of all the ideas to pair this with and stuff like that. It's growing on me more. It's got this sweetness to what I'm loving. So, yeah, this is a winner for me. And the price on it is just perfect, too. $120 for this little 375 milliliter. I'm sure Cody and his girl would drink the shit out of this. The bottle would be
gone. I was going to say, that sounds like something that will be right on my girl's alley.
Yeah,
I think she would love that.
You know what, man? The more I'm thinking about it now, the more I sip on it. Some banana pudding.
Ooh,
banana pudding.
Ooh, ooh. Really good, dude. Ooh, ooh. Oh, buddy, man. Damn! Give me ideas right now.
Banana pudding with this. Oh my God! And you know another thing too, I can see because my sister, she's a big dessert. She's getting into the drinking now as well too. I can see her going like, we need to bake this with something or whatever. Put something in there, like just down it out. Like this, it is really smooth and clean, man. It's got a lot of dessertness to it or whatever. You know, you don't really get that too from a lot of high end spirits as well. Other than like the chocolate notes and stuff, and this is like screaming everything but the chocolate. The first thing that came to my mind was beignets, and now I'm thinking like banana pudding, some banana notes in there as well too. Yeah, so this is the last drop for me.
There it is.
I'm thinking of eating this with some honey baked ham. Give me like a beignet, man.
if they not popping this at Mardi Gras in New Orleans, then shit, they doing it wrong then. Because they're screaming it.
Yeah, dude, she got me. You might have me sold, man. I might have to seek out a bottle myself.
Man,
you talking about Christmas pour? That's like a perfect Christmas pour.
This Christmas pour right here, baby. This is it. I got this at Total Wine, $120. $120, because I wasn't going to pay $250. Right? Look at the bottle. Yeah. Look at that bottle. Come on, look at that. That's beautiful.
Perfect.
Everybody always said, damn, I did put a dent in that bottle.
That's a legacy bottle, too. That's the original.
Yeah, it's the original.
Yeah.
Original right here, original XO.
Yep.
So, damn, that was really good. I'm going to pour some more. Man. I got to hit the road. I mean, that's another thing, too. I'm about to get on the road. I don't even feel like this did shit to me. I had like 5-6 of these glad pours or whatever shit. So,
very nice.
If anything, all it did was it made me hungry. And I literally ate right before we got off. I had breakfast right before we did this show, and I'm already still going like, damn, dude. Like, this got my sweet tooth activated like a motherfucker. So if you're like on a diet and you're trying to avoid sweets, probably not the best thing to get. But you know what? I say if you're going to the families this holiday season for Christmas, Hennessy XO. It
might be the move. It looks like that might be the move, man.
Yeah, this is a good solid pour. Watch some football. I know some families like pass out little treats or whatever and shit while the game is on. You know, this might be the pour right here, the Hennessy XO.
It is December, so you know what that means.
Mm-hmm.
Cowboys about to fuck up.
Struggling against the Seahawks and shit like some bitches.
Oh, it's coming.
It's coming. I can't wait. They already talking about they plotting their revenge against me. So I was like, oh, yeah.
I can't wait. Watch over that NFC Championship, baby. Let's get it.
I can't believe football is almost over now.
That's crazy, man. That's like the shit just started.
Yeah, I feel like it just started like a month ago. Like, I guess it kind of did, but still.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, damn, people. All right, I'm about to hide this bottle. Let's get me some my sugar intake is getting high.
That bottle not going to last, brother.
No, I don't think so.
So you're right.
It's a really small bottle too. Like it'll
that shit. Yeah, but they evaporate.
Yeah, and like if you playing video games, which I might get the Avatar game. That game was long as shit. If you playing and drinking this, I think you're gonna be that bottle gonna be gone, the motherfucker. Then so yeah.
Never mind. It's a game that. Spider-Man. Speaking of smart bullshit, no, I got invited to a close alpha of a game that's coming out next year. Oh boy, bullshit! That's all I'm gonna say.
Save that for next week.
I'm just gonna just a little hint. I shouldn't be talking about it, but
never mind. Don't say
I'll tell you after. We're done. Of course, NDA type shit, but man, this shit. Yeah. Anyway,
am I finally getting my new game plus on Spider-Man or what?
I wish. I think that's coming. I'll probably be like next year. I don't know why this shit didn't come on launch. That makes no fucking sense.
Next year, I don't want to play that shit next year. Because the more I play it, the more stupid shit I see in it. So I was like,
I'm shocked, man. People really like love that game. Like,
I see a lot of people talking shit too about it as well.
Yeah.
I see a lot of people talking shit, but I see like a mixed bag. I see masterpieces.
Yeah.
My one comment I had after it too, and I'll make this before I head out of here, is why didn't Peter just give Harriet the anti-venom suit?
Oh, I don't know if he can.
They changed the rules in Venom in this game so many fucking times, whatever, that they can just make this new rule too. Like, they could just easily fucking do that.
Yeah. I don't know. That's such a small compared to all the other shit wrong with the third act. The third act is where that shit just completely falls apart.
Stupid or whatever. Tell me you didn't want a new Spider-Man or whatever shit. You easily could have just gave him the fucking anti-venom suit. I mean, it literally is a symbiote.
We can go on days about that game because I still have a lot more to talk about that game. But anyway. I'll tell you after the show.
You know, the thing is, there's so much about that game that I don't even know where to start.
Yeah, because it starts off so great. And even the beginning of the second act starts off fantastic, too. But then toward the end of the second act, you start to see like little things. It's like, oh, wait. And then that third act, as you said, just fucking kind of. And that's just my opinion. Yeah.
Well, because as I've been saying for all these years, Venom sucks. That's why.
So. Venom sucks ass. I don't want to see any more Venom ever again. I'm done, so, motherfucker.
Yeah,
I'm done.
Thank you.
So, I'm tired.
I've been saying that since 2017. Like,
I try to get motherfucking plenty of chances at this point. I'm like, I'm fucking done. I don't want to see it ever again. I'm done. me and Venom, we don't talk no more.
I see people bitching about it, that the fact that it wasn't Eddie Brock. I'm like, that's the least.
That's the least that fucking ass.
Like, I don't.
Who cares? Eddie Brock ain't shit.
Yeah, he another Eddie Brock loser, ain't so, shit. Yeah, I mean,
Eddie Brock's like, nobody gives a fuck about the host. Everybody cares about Venom. Venom sucks ass.
So yeah, I don't care who the host is or whatever and shit like that, because I know that was my complaint. Yeah. They were going to fuck this up without that, but I was like, I don't really give a shit now at this point.
I think Harry's actually a better host of Venom, if you ask me. I think that's actually one of the brighter spots. I think the execution was great in this game, but I think it's a great idea to have Harry as Venom.
I just don't like the character itself, so I don't
really. Yeah, but Venom itself just sucks ass. I'm just done. This whole symbiote saga bullshit, I just, no. Don't like it. Yeah, I'm good.
I don't see no more symbiotes.
No more, please, thank you.
Yeah, unless we go into like the originator himself, but you gotta do something really cool with that story.
I'm good. I don't want to see shit ever again. I'm good.
That story needs to be like cool as shit, but I don't think they'll ever go to.
I'm
surprised that no one has ever went to that story either. But I guess people are barely just finding out about that. So
yeah,
I'm sure we'll see it in another 5 years plus or whatever and stuff. But I think I'm just like golden on the symbiote shit. I never really liked the symbiote, so
Yeah, they can fuck off. They can just stay on that whole planet. They'll come to Earth no more. Just stay over there.
Stay on that whole planet.
Yeah.
Well, people, we're about to get out of here. We're in December finally. I got to go make a run real quick. So thank you for tuning in this week. Get the fuck out of my face, Hennessy XO. You're just staring at me.
Better lock that bottle away.
It really is. It really is like a woman. It's like tempting me now. It's just like, yo, I am trying to. I am a new JB, goddammit. You stop it. Okay.
But that shit is symbiote itself.
You can have me.
He's calling you. We are Hennessy.
We are the original. Yes. Whatever you say, I'm yours. You can have it. I'm your godfather, Whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
And like we always say, livers will never be the same.
And glasses will never be dry.